dawned on you how many vital things you put off doing. You don't even have a shelter. Now the danger is acute. You have stayed home from work and kept the children home from school. While your wife is shopping for supplies for the basement, you have completed the following tasks around the house. Boarded the basement windows and filled the window wells with dirt. Keep dirt around the foundation to a height of 2 to 3 feet for added fallout protection. Filled all available containers with water and moved supplies into the basement, including surplus food from the kitchen, battery, radio tools, first aid supplies, extra blankets, clothing and kitchen utensils, including the vital can opener. The children have helped you. Just as your wife drives up with extra supplies, the alert signal is sounded. You all take what supplies you can carry and go into the basement. You turn on the radio immediately to 640 or 1240. You learn that though an attack is now in progress against some military installations, your own area is not immediately jeopardized, but you are warned to continue on alert. Leaving one responsible member of the family to monitor the radio, you assign the rest to specific duties. All tubs, tanks, and bowls are filled with water. Plugs are first sealed with melted candle wax to prevent seepage. The water service valve is closed, trapping clear water in the house pipes. Pilot lights are turned off. The main electrical switch is pulled to reduce fire hazard. The chosen corner of the basement is surrounded with all available protective cover. Tables are turned on their sides. Mattresses and cushions are placed on the inward side, and a mattress is kept aside for use as head cover, all to protect against flying glass and debris in case of blast.
Wife drives dealer.